I will say even the Fifth Circuit I can't remember the name of the case, but that came up, and the Fifth Circuit said, well, we don't know what you're talking about because we don't see it in the law, but sure, whatever. They certainly didn't get rid of it or make any other commentary about administrative closure. Bless you. Bless your heart. What Matter of Castro Tomb says is that that administrative closure was not available. I don't even know which microphone I'm talking into. as an administrative convenience to judges to place take cases off the live docket and make room for cases on the regular docket. And really, what Matter of Castro Tomb, if you want to take my point of view of it, it's really a results-oriented case because the case involved somebody who wasn't there to advocate for himself. It was somebody who had issues about whether or not this person, Mr. Castro Tomb, had received proper notice of the hearing, kind of tying it all back to Pereira, and the judge had serious misgivings on whether or not this person was actually provided proper notice and administratively closed the case at the behest of the attorney. Well, years later, actually on his own motion. I don't think the person was represented.
Right.
When DHS tried to... No, he was represented. He was represented.
Because the
attorney got notice.
Interfered with the decision.
Yes, because interfered, yeah. What happened was this person had kind of disappeared. The attorney's like, I can't find him. DHS appealed and the judge found that the BIA originally requested, if I'm not mistaken, certification on the matter, and the whole procedural process is so iffy that one can't help but think, oh, this was the perfect case for the Attorney General to certify to himself because it was already on the record that they couldn't find this client. They couldn't find this matter of this person. And so who's going to, what arguments are going to be offered to the contrary? And so it's suspect at best whether or not this was carefully crafted to obtain a certain result. Now, we can go back and say, why does administrative closure bother the administration so much? Why does administrative closure bother Jeff Sessions so much? You know, who knows?
I would still ask for administrative closure in any case that you have that merits administrative closure. Like if there's a pending application... Because if you look at the decision that was certified to Sessions and the decision he wrote, it cites all the case law for getting an administrative closure.
Yes. And really, I mean, there is reliance on this tool that has been mentioned many, 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 many times in many, many different cases about this administrative tool that makes it... easy for judges to manage their insane dockets. But, the administration just feels that people aren't getting deported fast enough, and therefore administrative closure just gives too much benefit to somebody in immigration proceedings. Also, LABR. So then the next trick, right? The next trick is then to try to... Thank you. We're not done with administrative closure. We want to tackle the significant and recurring problem. I'm doing my best Jeff Sessions voice. The significant and recurring problems of continuances. Ooh, got the vapors. This is a decision, in my eyes, that really doesn't state anything new, but it blesses the process of denying continuances by just bringing it up. Because it says, hey, here's the law on continuances, Matter of Hashmi, you need to follow that. Well, no, duh, that's what Matter of Hashmi says, right?
That's exactly right.
But it then goes on to insert language like administrative efficiency. Anytime I quote Jeff Sessions, it's so you know. Case completion goals. Oh, but you can't use case completion goals alone as an excuse not to grant a continuance. But, wink, wink, it wouldn't be such a bad idea. Let's see. And if you can move the slide. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, shit.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry. All right. Too much of a point. I'm sorry. So then we have matter of SOG and FDB. And those cases are in regards to termination. Now, termination was being used. Now, remember, like, here we are returning from the era of prosecutorial discretion where we would get continuances, we would get administrative closure, we would get termination to go file for relief with CIS. What SOG and FDB then said was that that termination must be, the agreed termination must be based on one of pretty much two allowable grounds in the regulations. And one is if DHS fails to sustain the charges, the other being an improvidently issued notice to appear.